From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The president-elect is back in New York City after a holiday at his private club in South Florida, and he's back to rolling out cabinet picks. Today, he may announce his choice for U.S. trade representative. A member of the Trump transition team has confirmed the pick to several news outlets. Robert Lighthizer is the name. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is here with more. Lewis, who is Robert Lighthizer?
Well, right now he's an attorney in D.C. He represents big companies on trade issues. But maybe more significantly here, he was the deputy U.S. trade rep for Ronald Reagan's administration. And he's pretty closely aligned with Donald Trump on some of the issues Trump has talked about, becoming more protectionist on trade, imposing tariffs on imports, and going after China in particular for what they say is manipulating the system in its favor. Mexico will be a target, too. He's also been a Trump supporter for a while. In 2011, he wrote a column for The Washington Times defending Trump's views on trade as fundamentally conservative and arguing that conservatives haven't always been big free traders and shouldn't be.
Politically, of course, conservatives have been quite pro-trade. What exactly does the U.S. trade representative do?
Well, that's the main trade policy person in the cabinet. He'll represent the U.S. at the World Trade Organization and, of course, negotiate trade deals.
Trade deals that are, I assume, likely to look quite different under the new administration?
Right. So Lighthizer's first order of business could be abandoning the latest free trade deal. That's the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiated by the current trade rep. That was a deal with Pacific Rim nations, not including China. Trump says he wants to focus on negotiating individually with each country.
All right. Well, that'll be a lot of negotiation. Then Marketplace's Lewis Wallace here in New York. Thank you so much.